Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 85 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
Freshman move-in day wrapped up early on the campus of Moorhead State University this afternoon.
Moorhead and Rowan County officials are one step closer to creating a joint tourism commission.
Two city employees were honored for their actions during recent flooding in Moorhead last month.
Natural Bridge State Resort Park is hosting an artisan festival this weekend.
In sports, MSU's soccer team hosts Marshall for an exhibition matchup tonight.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight mostly clear with a low around 62. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 83. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low around 66. Saturday a 20% chance of showers afternoon. Partly sunny with a high near 88 degrees.
Freshman move-in day began today on the campus of Moorhead State University. Student housing administrators and countless volunteers wrapped up day one 2 hours ahead of schedule. Assistant Director of Housing, Leslie Barger, says it's important for new students to experience the community culture of the university as soon as they arrive.
When a student who is potentially very nervous coming into a different environment that they're not used to, sees a smiling face, that tends to give them a little bit more comfort in the decision that they made to come to Moorhead State.
Move-in continues Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Classes at Moorhead are slated to begin on Monday.
Another step has been made in Rowan County for a joint city-county tourism commission. Moorhead City Council voted on the second reading of the ordinance during its regular monthly meeting Monday night. City Attorney Joyce Stevens and Council Member Tom Carew cleared up during the meeting that even though the vote went through, the Joint Commission is still a ways off.
Once this is approved by DLG, then each entity will have to adopt an ordinance.
So we're not adopting the ordinance yet?
No, you're just adopting the interlocal. As gotcha. It says, within, I think, 30 days of approval of this agreement by the DLG, will each enact an ordinance.
The vote to move forward with the planned commission was unanimous. The City Council has a special meeting scheduled for tomorrow at noon.
Kentucky tourism officials say more people visited the state in 2018 and spent more money. Officials say visitors' trips to and within the state topped $71.6 million last year, and visitor spending rose to nearly $7.6 billion. The figures are the result of a study from Tourism Economics, the State Department of Tourism's new research partner. Using the tourism economics model, officials say the tourism industry's economic impact in Kentucky went from $10.9 billion in 2017 to $11.2 billion in 2018. The tourism department says it continues to build on Kentucky's signature tourism industries of horses, bourbon, music, arts, outdoor, and culinary to reach new audiences.
Two Moorhead City employees were honored for their actions during recent flooding in the community. A weather incident last month resulted in 4 inches of rain falling in a matter of hours. During that time, water flooded the lower level of the former City Hall building. Moorhead Police Sergeant Erskine Davis and 911 Director Karen Lewis managed to keep the city's emergency communications operable. They were recognized by city officials for their actions during this month's City Council meeting. State Representative Rocky Adkins also recognized the two.
Now we're going to do this at another level at some point in time. We are to go back into session in January, and we are going to do the recognition from the House floor that you deserve at the level that people across Kentucky on KET are able to see our public servants that don't ask for the credit, that just do the work. So tonight I think it's our opportunity to thank you and all the folks that work in this community, but especially you.
Moorhead's fire department also assisted with the efforts to keep 911 communications up and running.
The Natural Bridge Artisan Festival is all set for this weekend. The festival will run Friday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will feature a wide variety of arts and crafts. Event coordinator Brenda Campbell says, in fact, attendees will be seeing a lot of things that are completely unique.
I don't allow any retail sales, and we don't do flea market items. It is strictly a homemade product, and that can range from organic soap, goat milk lotions, wreaths, meadowlark, wooden bowls, quilted items. The list just goes on and on.
Campbell says the festival will be set up near the shelter at the end of the Skylift Drive. She says around 60 vendors will be in attendance.
A new state law requires Kentucky public schools to display the motto, "In God We Trust," and one school district has responded with framed copies of a $1 bill. Fayette Superintendent Manny Koch told the Lexington Herald Leader on Wednesday that all schools in the district have been provided the framed copy to display. Parent Brittany Pike posted a message on Facebook saying she was pleased to see the back of the dollar bill framed at an elementary school last week and said her children don't feel awkward or excluded for not believing in any God. Republican State Representative Brandon Reed of Hodgenville filed the legislation that created the new law. He says he's disappointed to see schools spend time searching for silly loopholes, noting the law passed with broad support.
Kentucky Attorney General and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andy Beshear pledged Wednesday to bring agritech and advanced manufacturing jobs to the state if he's elected governor. Beshear's job promise was the first part of his so-called kitchen table agenda, a plan he said will benefit Kentucky's working families. In a press conference unveiling the plan on Wednesday in Ashland, Beshear said farmers in Kentucky need to increase yield by 2 to 3 times in the next 20 years.
And the markets across the world are responding to it. Investment was up 40% in 2018 in agritech alone. Right now, Iowa is just about the only state that has said we are going to be a world-class leader in agritech. But under this administration, we're going to lead right here from Kentucky.
Beshear faces Republican Governor Matt Bevin in the November 5th general election for governor.
Kentucky's outgoing lieutenant governor has sued Governor Matt Bevin in an effort to win reinstatement of her two staff members who were dismissed by Bevin's administration. Lieutenant Governor Janine Hampton, who was dropped from Bevin's reelection ticket this year, filed the lawsuit today. The suit claims the lieutenant governor has the authority to hire and fire her staff. A hearing is set for next week in the case. The suit names Bevin and the state personnel cabinet as defendants. The governor's office did not immediately comment on the suit.
The state's leading juvenile justice official is leaving the post after less than a year. As WUKY's Josh James reports, the commissioner hasn't given a reason for departure.
The Lexington Herald Leader reports Department of Juvenile Justice Commissioner Raymond DeBolt issued his resignation in a brief letter July 30th to the Secretary of the Cabinet for Justice and Public Safety. DeBolt, an attorney and career state government employee, was appointed in December 2018 to head up the department that oversees young people who have committed crimes. The commissioner is set to exit Friday. He will be replaced by Denny Butler. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Miners are calling on Congress to ensure they have black lung medical benefits and are protesting unpaid wages after a ripple of coal company bankruptcies. At the same time, an epidemic of black lung disease is sweeping many coal mining communities. Letcher County resident Patty Ambergie says her husband, a coal miner, died from decades of exposure to coal dust. They were married for 45 years.
And destroyed his body. It's like a storm went through. There wasn't nothing left.
Last month, miners traveled to Washington to press lawmakers on legislation that would ensure retired miners suffering from black lung disease and their families or paid disability benefits when a miner's employer has gone bankrupt. The Kentucky Attorney General's office has confirmed it has secured restitution for 1,400 Auto Plaza USA customers who were overcharged. Court documents state the Nicholasville company told the consumers the prices of vehicles included taxes and fees, but the company submitted insufficient tax amounts on the transactions. The company and its owners will pay more than $450,000 as a result of a consent judgment. Customers will be contacted by the Attorney General's office in September once the defendants pay all the amounts due.
And taking a quick look at sports, the Morehead State University soccer team has a couple of exhibition games this week before starting regular season play next week. The first will be this evening when the Eagles host Marshall. Head coach Warren Lipka says the team has been working for a while now, and these matchups will help get the young team in a good frame of reference.
Score isn't It means absolutely nothing. And that takes a lot for me because I'm competitive. I want to win every game, but I got to look at the long, especially with this young group. We got to find out where we're at within these next two games.
Tonight's game will be played at the MSU Recreation and Wellness Center Intramural Field at 7 p.m. Spectators should bring blankets or lawn chairs to use during the event. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. Accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program, supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose, making back some of the steep losses from the previous session, as retail giant Walmart's earnings and strong retail sales figures led investors to believe the U.S. consumer could help the country avoid a recession. The Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 99.97 at 25,579.39. The S&P 500 was up 7 at 2847.60. The NASDAQ Composite was down 7.32 at 7766.62. Earlier today, the index fell to a session low when the 10-year Treasury dipped below 1.5%, which is its lowest level in 3 years. And, of course, Treasury bond rates came back up a bit in the afternoon, which helped the stock market rebound. Retail sales rose solidly for the month of July and beat expectations. Consumers spent more at stores and restaurants last month, a sign that fears of a global slowdown that have rolled financial markets haven't soured consumer optimism. And Walmart reported better-than-expected earnings and raised its outlook for the full year, sending the stock up over 6%. The retailer saw growth in its core domestic business as well as online operations, marking the 20th consecutive quarter of sales gains in the U.S. And, of course, the market sold off huge yesterday, down about 800 points amid a recession signal from the bond market. This massive sell-off was triggered by a phenomenon known as the yield curve inversion, when the 10-year Treasury note briefly broke below the 2-year rate, and the inversion of this key part of the yield curve has been a reliable indicator of economic recessions. In other earnings news, Cisco shares plunged 8.6% after the company said its future earnings would be lighter than expected because of a, quote, significant impact from the U.S.-China trade war. The tech giant also said China revenue fell 25% last quarter on an annualized basis, and shares of GE dipped 11%, the most in 11 years, after Madoff whistleblower Harry Markopoulos said he had discovered a type of Enron business approach with GE that has left the company on the verge of insolvency. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1% at $54.64 a barrel. Gold was up 0.4% at $1,534 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were down somewhat, with the Stock 600 index down 0.3%. In Asia, stocks were mixed, with the Nikkei down 1.2% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.75%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger up 11 cents at $22.22, Marathon Petroleum up 77 cents at $45.40, Delta Airlines down 15 cents at $57.08, Valvoline down 14 cents at $21.82, and Anthem was up $1.13 at $2.74.03. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Leanne Akers. Now back to All Things Considered.